Welcome to this audio descriptive tour of treasures in the Cadogan Gallery at the Natural History Museum. This permanent gallery brings together some of the most exceptional items from the museum's collection, each with an extraordinary story, telling us something about our planet and the remarkable people who have helped explore and understand it. Many of these treasures continue to advance knowledge used by scientists here and throughout the world in the collective endeavour to explore nature. The gallery runs between two lobbies. About 17 metres long and 5 metres wide, it has a wooden floor, dark grey-blue walls and tall arched windows on either side. The upper sections of the windows are of stained glass. The clear lower panes are covered with protective UV film to limit the amount of light admitted into the gallery. Running down the centre of the gallery is a highly polished black granite plinth. It's about 13 metres long, 2 metres wide and 45 centimetres high. The treasures are displayed in glass cases on top of this. They're of varying heights, the tallest being 2 metres. These are placed back to back along the plinth, so that there are 10 on each side. Within the gallery, exhibits are lettered B to U, running anti-clockwise around this central plinth. Exhibits A and W are both large specimens and are displayed in the lobbies at either end. Letter A, the skeleton of a moa, is in the west lobby. Letter W, Guy the Gorilla, is in the east lobby. Letter V, the tree artwork, is displayed on the ceiling of the main gallery. Please note there is no correct order to follow and the letters are there for orientation purposes only. To the left of each display case, a digital tablet gives access to different layers of information. The tablets are held at an angle on an aluminium stand, and along the top edge, to the right, a raised letter identifies the individual object. Four of the treasures have touch objects situated on a sloping surface to the left of the digital tablet. These are accurate copies, but are not coloured to appear realistic, their pearly lustre making them appear like treasures themselves. At the end of this introduction, you'll automatically return to the audio index page, where the descriptions are listed A to W. Simply scroll down and select the one you want to listen to. At the end of each description, you'll return to the audio index page.